This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you do feel like your teenager is lacking engagement with you and you just can't cut through, what are some steps to actually, get over that hurdle?
Yeah, that's a real challenge that many people have, especially boys, because quite often they're not very as communicative and they're not as chatty, and quite often they can be quite monosyllabic. They don't want to have anything to, you know, like, well, how was your day?
It's good.
Yeah. What did you do today?
Not much.
Yeah, that type of thing. Thank you. You've been there. You've got the t-shirt. And my wife had a really good way of doing this. And she did like what I call parenting by stealth. When they came home from school or something like that, and she was available, so that's a different way. But if she got those type of responses and didn't get the conversation that she wanted, she would just sort of take her laptop or, you know, do some emails and on their bed while they were in their room. They might have been doing homework or something, and they'd look up and think, you know, what are you doing? She said, oh, I'm just doing my emails. And then all of a sudden, just because she was present in their world, it opens up. And so sometimes we actually have to be fully, not only physically present, but emotionally aware and relationally aware, and be intuitive and understand where they're coming from, and giving them an opportunity. Because often, as I said, the idea that, you know, kids want to be listened to and parents want to be listened to, and someone has to start. So we don't have to always fill in the gaps, and allowing them to share their feelings. But that only comes over time, and it may not happen, you know, overnight, but it will happen if you always continue to have that, like, I'd really like to help you or to hear what you're going on in your world. You know, when you're ready, I'm here for you. Now, often that could be at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, but, you know, and you're going to sleep, but that's often their time clock. And sometimes you have to actually, you know, sacrifice maybe a little bit of your own sleep because that's the time they want to speak, and being available, and you're never too sure what might come up. And I think being that fully engaged and listening to them actively is a really good place to start.
So I kind of, you know, in the throes of parenting, sometimes things can get really overwhelming. You know, crisis goes on with teenagers, everything starts to kind of come unraveled, and I get to a place where I just get back to kind of one central mantra that our family has kind of agreed on, which is we want our children to be raised so they are independent of us but fully dependent on God. And so when crisis strikes, we kind of go DEFCON 1, and that's where we push back to. Okay, that's what we want to be doing. How do we do that well? What would be your one encouragement to a parent who maybe is in the throes of trial and turmoil with their teenager to say, listen, push back to this kind of one thought?
That's a really good question. And of all the one thoughts I have, that's a long and distinguished list, because every family is unique and everyone is different. And I love what you just said, you know, to come back, to be independent and to actually have that dependency on God. There's some people who don't have that, you know, that's not in their realm of, you know, their possibilities of faith, but they may be searching, and that's a start. One of the things that I find is actually for parents to give themselves a bit of a pass mark to actually know they're actually probably doing okay, because we have this comparison syndrome, or, you know, what everyone else is doing. I wish I was more like, and they have this, you know, I need to be a perfect parent. I need to be a perfect mother. I need to be a perfect father. I need to be a perfect husband and wife, all those type of things. And we start looking around, and actually the fact is we need to keep the mirror close to our own face and say, what can I do? What can I do to be, if I'm a 4 out of 10 at the moment, what would it need for me to turn myself into a 5 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10? What could I do? And maybe include the kids in that journey. What could I do to help your world? I mean, I speak at a number of parenting seminars, and I get questions like that. In fact, the other day I had a woman come up to me, and she said, you know, like, and she, before she even opened up her mouth, she just started weeping in front of me. And I said, tell me what's going on in your world. She goes, I'm just feeling completely overwhelmed. And it just allowed me the opportunity just to say, hey, give yourself a bit of a break. She wanted to be better. She wanted to do, and there were some things that she could do. But at the same time, sometimes we actually have to say, what does it need for me to be more engaged, be more present in my kids' world? But the most important thing, and this is my number one, this is my number one of everything, is to be a role model. And I know that sounds very cliche, but we have to be, and as it says, you know, to be imitators of God. You know, what type of imitation do you want to show your kids? It's all very well for you to point the finger and say, you should be more like that, or, you know, get off the phone while you're still on the phone, or, you know, you're losing the plot and getting angry and getting stressed and overwhelmed. And what are you showing your kids? Mm. Because ultimately, they're going to be more like you. So be the type of person that you want your kids to be. And that could be God-honoring, could be a faith-filled, it could be serving and active in your church. You know, it could be compassionate and kind. They're all the things that you need to show your kids. And if we did that a little bit better, I reckon the place would be a whole lot better. And if we have healthy families and healthy mum and dads and healthy parenting, and then we have a healthy community and then a healthy nation, I know it sounds very naive of me to say that, but I tell you what, if we did a few of these things, we could be in a whole lot better place.
Mm. Brett Ryan, thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.